A brief shouting match occurred during the Tampa City Council meeting this morning between council members John Dingfelder and Joseph Gaetano. The burst of emotion came during discussion for a wet zoning for a new Japanese steakhouse that intends to open on South Howard Avenue in Tampa at the former site of the Whaley's grocery store. Councilman Dingfelder did not attend the first hearing 2 weeks ago, where the council initially approved the restaurant being able to serve beer and wine. But Dingfelder expressed concern because there was no specification about what time the restaurant would close.
In my opinion, the council doesn't agree. I think we've been trying to be pretty consistent on South Howard, especially the further south we get, that when we're approving these wet zonings, that we at least include some hours of operation. Just for consistency. Otherwise, people are going to accuse us of being arbitrary.
Dingfelder said that unless the owners would come back, perhaps even later in the day, to specify their hours of operation, he couldn't support the wet zoning. But Councilman Joseph Gaetano said that, with due respect, the issue could have been cleared up at first hearing if Dingfelder had been at the previous council meeting.
It's too bad that you weren't here. And, you know, if you were here, you would have known about this, and I don't think we should delay it. Now, these people are on a schedule. They're small business people, and if we start moving them back, it's going to hurt them. We need, and then Whaley Shopping Center is a business district. I don't know how close the homes are in there, and there was nobody here. Evidently, it was posted that there was going to be a zoning there, and I think we should vote on it today.
Councilwoman Linda Salcena said it was unfortunate that city staff hadn't addressed the hours of operation on the first hearing.
But this council has consistently tried to protect the neighborhoods that are very close by we've tried to protect the neighborhoods that are close by the restaurants and bars on Howard. And I wish that the staff had reminded us, but the truth is that we have been consistently trying to create hours that are protective of the neighborhood in this particular SoHo area.
But Russell Ottenberg, an attorney representing the restaurant in question, said that a delay would hurt his new business, scheduled to open in less than 2 weeks.
A two-week delay would be detrimental to this restaurant. They're trying to open on September 1st. Obviously, they need to take the approval here and go through the state licensing process, but they can't do that until City Council approves it and we get the approved resolution, or ordinance rather. A two-week delay here translates to a two-week delay for the restaurant. They will open and not be able to sell beer and wine at the time.
That prompted Council Member Dingfelder to say he couldn't support the wet zoning.
I do think it's important that we're consistent and that we consistently send a message to folks who want to open, especially for the further you get south on Howard, because it is a matter, as Ms. Salcena said, of neighborhood protection. And with all due respect to these folks, and apologies, I can't support it. Otherwise, I'm sure it's going to be a great restaurant, and I'm sure they're going to be good neighbors, et cetera, et cetera. But we all know that what we do here today lasts forever. So if we're talking about a two-week delay versus approving something that lasts forever, I'd err on the long-term side.
But after Councilman Gaetano remarked for the second time that Dingfelder was not at the first public hearing, Dingfelder responded in kind.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Dingfelder, you should have been here.
I was out of town, Joseph.
All right, it's too bad whether you're out of town or not.
When you get up in airplanes
and fly around
with the National Guard and the FBI,
gentlemen.
Don't start with me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start with you. Mr. Chairman, did anybody speak against this proposal?
We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes. Five-minute recess, okay?
Attack me personally. That's baloney,
Joseph. Yeah. Unprofessional.
Commission Chairman Tom Scott then stopped the meeting to let cooler heads prevail and came back after about 10 minutes.
As Chairman of the Board, first of all, let me extend my apologies to those that are here. Second thing I will say to Council, remind us that as Chairman, one of the first things I have to do is always to respect other person's opinions and views. Second thing I have to do is never attack a person based on their views and that sort of thing. So, again, I want to stress that. And I will tell you, before I lose control of a meeting, I will adjourn that meeting first.